I say for Pashas Bat Mitzvah?
Fascinating medrash concerning Kabbalah Satorah, where the pasuk says, "Moshe Oleh Lelekim." Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemayim to get the Torah, and the Malachim try to attack Moshe Rabbeinu. Boisasho Bikshu Malachi Ashoris Lefgoyah B'Moshe. They wanted to go and attack Moshe Rabbeinu. Also by Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hakadosh Baruch Hu came and he made the facial features of Moshe Rabbeinu Doma LaAvram, that Moshe Rabbeinu's facial features looked similar to Avram Avinu. And then Hakadosh Baruch Hu turned around to the Malachim and said, "Yatam is Baishim Imenu? Are you not embarrassed of this person representing Avram Avinu? Isn't this the person that you went down to his house and he fed you?" Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe leNitna lecha Torah ele b'schus Avraham. You got the Torah b'schus Avraham. That's what the Medrash says. So Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim. It doesn't mean he went up in a physical sense, because the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Hey says that nobody went to Shemayim. It means that he stayed with intent fochim below the Rekia, but his neshama went to Shemayim, and the Malachim wanted to hurt Moshe Rabbeinu. Because the Malachim looked at Moshe Rabbeinu as a human being, and they said, this is a human being who has the power, he has the bechira, he can choose to do good and bad. How could a person in his right mind go and do something that's wrong? Go against the Rotzen Hashem. So they felt there's a chilul Hashem, such a human being that he can go against the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Although a person can rise above a malach, but they looked at the very fact that this person, this mitzias, this entity, could go and do something against the will of Hashem, that itself is a chilul Hashem. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do to save Moshe? He changed the facial features of Moshe Rabbeinu to look like Avram, and he said to the Malachim, aren't you embarrassed? This is the person that gave you to eat. Why would that protect Moshe Rabbeinu? And furthermore, the Malachim actually never ate by Avram Avinu. They made believe as if they were eating. So why do they have to have a Koros HaToiv to Avram Avinu when they never actually ate? When you look at the episode between the Malachim and Avram Avinu, you find similar wording by Avraham and the Malachim. When the Malachim first came to Avram Avinu, the pasuk says, "The Shleisha Anoshim Nitzavim Olav." They were standing above him. They were standing above Avram Avinu. Afterwards, it says, "Vehu Eimed Aleihem." Avram Avinu was standing above them. So when the Malachim first came to Avraham, they were on a higher madrega, Nitzavim Olav. They were on top of Avraham. They were on a higher madrega than Avram Avinu. When Avram Avinu demonstrated that Mesiras Nefesh, it was the third day of his Bris Milah, and he went running to do whatever he can for the Orchim, for the guests, he showed his rizus in Chesed, Vehu Eimed Aleihem, he was standing above the Malachim. He reached a higher madrega than the Malachim, and that empowered the Malachim. Because Malachim's madregas, the madrega, the level of angels, and their power is dependent on the power of Klal Yisrael. Chazal tell us, it's a Gemara in Chulin Daf Tzadik Aleph, Ein Malachi Ashoris Oimim Shira Lemailo Ad Sheyomu Yisrael Lemata. The Malachim, the angels, cannot say Shira and Shemayim until we say Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. So we empower the Malachim. So when Avraham Avinu demonstrated such a high level of Mesiras Nefesh, of just doing everything he can, despite his third day of the Bris Milah, despite his pain, he went to help other people, to help these Malachim. He empowered the Malachim to such a high madrega that now the Malachim have a karas ha-toiv to Avram Avinu. They have gratitude to Avram for helping them reach a high madrega in Shemayim. And therefore, when Moshe came to get the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned to the Malachim and told the Malachim, you have no right to object. You owe a debt of gratitude to Moshe Rabbeinu, who's a descendant of Avraham Avinu, and therefore I can give them the Torah, and don't hurt him. Leave him alone. Reb Chaim Friedlander, in the Sefer Sifsei Chaim, explains, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu specially gave us the Torah through the vehicle of Hakaras HaTov. Our whole zchus to get the Torah, that Moshe was able to bring the Torah down to Klal Yisrael, was through the middah of Hakaras HaTov. And if you take a look in the first of the Aseret HaDibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim in Beis Avodim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I took you out. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I was the one, I saved, I'm your God. And Asher Tzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim, I took you out of Mitzrayim, and therefore, you have to have a Hakaras HaTov. So our whole emun in HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes on that foundation of Asher Tzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. I took you out of Mitzrayim, and you have to have a Hakaras HaTov. So we say, Amayriv, V'yaitzis Am Yisrael M'toicham L'cheir Yisraelam, V'ro Bonav Gerosa Shibcha Roi D'shmoich Machusoy Rotzen Kibla Aleyem. It was because V'yaitzis Am Yisrael M'toicham, and they saw the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, Machusoy Rotzen Kibla Aleyem, and we say Hashem Yimloch La'olam Vod. Right, so Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah through Hakaras HaTov, that the Malachim had to have Hakaras HaTov. The first of us says that Dibris is based on that foundation of Hakaras HaTov, gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you take it further, Shavuos is very much a day of Hakaras HaTov. Shavuos in the Lashon of the Mishnayos and the Gemara is always referred to as Atzeres. The Ramban says that on Sukkot you have a Yom Tov called Shmini Atzeres. You have Sukkot, the Chol HaMoed, and then you have a Shmini Atzeres. In a way, he says Pesach and Shavuos is like that. You have first day is Yom Tov, Pesach. You have 7 weeks Chol HaMoed, and then you have Atzeres, the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Atzeres is also known as the Chag HaBikurim. The pasuk refers to in Bamidbar. Perichov Ches, Pasuk Chavov, the Yom Tov Shavuos is referred to as a Chag HaBikurim. What's Chag HaBikurim? So it's a fascinating Medrash, the beginning of Bereishis. Bereishis, says the Medrash, B'shvil Yisrael Shenik HaReishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for the sake of Klal Yisrael. And you can understand that. Klal Yisrael, what a Yid is, how we survived all the Golas, we're indestructible. A Klal Yisrael, it's worthwhile creating the world for Klal Yisrael. Bereishis, B'shvil Yisrael, Shenik HaReishis. Bereishis, says the Medrash, another pshat, B'shvil HaTorah, Shenik HaReishis. Torah which is infinite. Torah which is tremendous. Rechava, it's wide, it's deep. There's no end to Torah. Every word of Torah is so precious. It's worthwhile creating the whole world just for the sake of Torah. And then the Medrash says one more. Bereishis, B'shvil Yibakurim, Shenik HaReishis. Bikurim is the first fruit that's called Reishis in the Torah. So the farmer would go down, you see the first fruit ripening, he would tie a gemi string around it. Then the Mishnah Bikurim says that they would travel together with all the local farmers. They would gather in one of the big cities, the Berov Am Hadras Melech. They would go together with the Godol Ador, who would call out, Kumu V'nale Tzion, El Beis Hashem Elekeinu. And they used to take a carbon, a cow, adorn the horns of the cow with gold-plated horns. They would make a crown out of olive branches. They have a flute playing. Everybody would come out and greet them. The halach is, if you have a worker, he's not allowed to even stop to say hello to someone. Here, they would all stop. They would greet the farmers. There was a whole procession. A basko would come out and say, Tizke l'shana abo. For what? For taking a few grapes. For taking a pomegranate and taking it to the Beis HaMikdash. Bereishis, B'shvil Bikurim Shenik HaReishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world because after the time of creation, some 2,500 years later, a farmer is going to go and take one grape, one fig, one pomegranate and take it to the Beis HaMikdash, and for that there's a whole procession. A basko comes out, Tizke l'shana abo. For what? Why? And the answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for one yid to have a Hakaras HaTov to Rabbeinu Shel Olam, to recognize that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to come and say thank you for that it's already worth it. Bereshis b'shvil bikurim shenikar reshis. The very first chet was what Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas. They ate fruits that they weren't permitted to eat. Generations later, Klal Yisrael reached the Madrega at Matan Torah like Adam and Chava Koidem Achet. They were able to rectify that sin of Adam and Rishon, and they reached very, very high Madregas. But they lost it with the Chet Egel and the Chet Meraglim, which was again, Chet Meraglim was a Chet around fruits. Well, they brought back the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, and they didn't have a Karas HaToyev that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving them Eretz Yisrael. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to give you a way that you can do tshuva on all those chatoyim, and that is bikurim. Take the fruits and come to the Beis HaMikdash and say, thank you. You can be mesaken the chet of the Eitz Hadas, which was a chet of fruits. You can mesaken the chet of the meraglim, which was a chet of fruits, and by bringing the bikurim. The chet of the Eitz Hadas was a chet of a lack of a karas hatov. Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him not to. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have thrown Adam out of Gan Eden. It was only when Adam came and he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him, why did you eat? So he says, Isha asha nasatu imodi. It wasn't my fault. I had a wife who was nagging, right, and she forced me to eat. Says Rashi, Kan kofer toiva. He was ungrateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says the Flamed Ches, Adam Arishan Min Hoya. He was an apikairis. In what way was he an apikairis? He was kofi toiva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw him out of Gan Eden because he was a kofi toiva. He was ungrateful, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mitzvah bikurim is where you bring the fruit, where the Pasuk says in Devarim, V'nisa v'amarta. Pasuk in Devarim, Perech Avav, Pasuk Gimel, V'anisa v'amarta, says Rashi, She'encha kofi toiva. Right, Rav Nachum Zemba says that the Mishnah Bikurim, where it tells you what fruit you can bring, it says a rimon, gefen, and te'ena. That's the three fruit that the Mishnah points out. Figs, grapes, and pomegranates. And those were the same fruit that the Meraglim brought from Eretz Yisrael, and they didn't have that gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Bikurim, Chag HaBikurim, is a Chag of HaKaras HaToiv, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what Shavuot says. So again, we got the Torah through HaKaras HaToiv, that the Malachim had to have HaKaras HaToiv to Avram Avinu, and the descendant of Avram was Moshe, so they couldn't refuse giving the Torah. The Aseres HaDibros is based on HaKaras HaToiv, Anoich Hashem Lekecha, Asher Yitzei Sicha Meretz Mitzrayim, and Shavuot, the Torah calls Chag HaBikurim, which is a Yontif of HaKaras HaToiv to Hashem, which is to rectify the Aveira of the Meraglim and of the Eitz Hadas, which was Aveiras of lack of gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
But if the Bikurim was a Kapora for the Meraglim, it should have been written in Shlachtach instead of Tzavumim.
Okay, so maybe Ein Mukta Mucha Batorah perhaps, so there's no set chronological order. The Ramban says that after the Aseres HaDibros, the Pasuk says that, after the first two of the Aseres HaDibros, Vayomer Moshe, Klal Yisrael said to Moshe, Daba ata imanu. You speak to us, the Nishma will be able to hear, Va'al yidaba imanu alekib panomus. Every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu said one of the Aseres HaDibros, the Nishma left them. So they said to Moshe Benu, you speak to us. Vayomer Moshe ala'am. So Moshe said, Al Tiro, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking like this and you can't take it is only to test you. Ki leva avur nasois eschem bo lekim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to test you. Says the Ramban in Shemois Perek Chof, Pasuk Yud Zayin, leva avur nasois eschem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to test you. What type of test? Le nasoischem, to test you. These are the words of the Ramban. Le nasoischem, to test you. In tigmalu lefonov ketoiva asher osa imchem liyo isloi la'am nachla. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was testing Klal Yisrael. Do you have HaKaras HaToiv? The Gemara in the Dorim says the Klai Yisrael went into Golus, Shaloi Borchu Batayra Tchila. They didn't say Birchas HaTayra. Not saying Birchas HaTayra showed that they didn't fully appreciate that we have the Torah. And therefore they didn't bother saying Birchas HaTayra. So Shavuos is a day to appreciate that we got the Torah, to appreciate what we have. There was a Yid who unfortunately was diagnosed with Yana Machla, who's sitting in the Solon Kettering Hospital waiting for his turn to be called for chemotherapy. And he was sitting there in the waiting room saying Tillim, tears flowing from his face, memories going through his mind as he's waiting to be called in for the treatment room. And as his name is called, he closes his Tehillim and he starts walking towards the doors. And a Yid comes over to him who's in that waiting room, and he puts his arm around him and he says, Gedenkt, remember, Mir Hobben was keine Hotnisht. We have something that no one else has. And the Yid said over the next few months, when he went through very trying times, whenever he felt like giving up, he just remembered those words. Gedenkt, Mir Hobben was keine Hotnisht. We have something that no one else has. We have a Torah, we have a Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we have a Emunah and Bitachon, and that kept him going. And that's what Shavuos is. Shavuos is a day to remember, Mir Hobben was keine Hobbenisht. It's a time to remember, to feel how proud we are that we are Yidden. How proud we are that we have the Torah. How proud we are that we have a set of Torah mitzvahs, chukim and mishpatim, right, which makes us who we are. And to go through it in our minds and appreciate, to walk down the streets, vayid b'libay b'darkei Hashem, to feel proud that we're Yids. Right, nowadays it doesn't take that much. Right, you just compare the lifestyle of a Yid and what we have, right, compared to the goyim and compared to their hashkofas and their outlook on life and how depraved and how immoral they are, right, and how they're trying to impose their shittas on us and our chinuch, right, and we look what we have. Ashenu matoiv chalkeinu manoim goreleinu. That's what Shavuos is. Hakoros hatoiv ta'kodesh baruch hu tavkavona and berchas hatoiro. In berchas hatoiro we say two brachos. Who chose us, and then we say, so we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for choosing us, and we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the Torah. Rav Simcha Wasserman explains this. He says, imagine you have a class, and the teacher says, I have a present, I'm going to give it to one boy. And he chooses one boy, and he says, I'm choosing you, you get this prize. Come to the front of the class, you get this prize. So as soon as the boy is chosen and he comes to the front of the class and there's a present, there's a prize all wrapped up, he already feels so happy. The very fact that he was chosen from the whole class, he feels, wow, look, I'm so special, I was chosen. He feels good about himself. Then he unwraps the prize and he says, wow, it's his favorite toy or favorite book. He's even happier. So we say two things in the Birchas HaTorah. First of all, Hashem Baruch Abonu Mikol Amim. Kshrochu chose us. The very fact that Kshrochu chose us, that's already a simcha. And then more than that, Hashem Nosan Lonu Tayas Emes V'chai Olam Nate B'Secheinu. Oh, because that's even more special. Kshrochu gave us a very, very special thing. That's the Hakoros HaTov in the Birchas HaTorah that we're saying. Now Shavuos is called Zman Matan Torah Seinu. In davening, when we say the day of the Yom Tov is Zman Matan Torah Seinu. It's also referred to as a day of Kabbalah HaTorah. Find in different Midrashim and Gemaras, it's a day of Kabbalah HaTorah, which in fact are two separate things. There's Kabbalah HaTorah, which is receiving, accepting the Torah, and then there's Matan, Zman Matan Torah Seinu, giving the Torah. If you have a person who's coming collecting, and it comes to a very wealthy person, and the person gives him a beautiful donation. The beauty is the person who can give that beautiful donation, that very generous donation. The fact that the person who is soliciting the funds took the donation is quite insignificant to the fact that the person gave it. Right? You look at, wow, it's such a nice donation. You don't say, oh wow, he accepted such a nice donation. I mean, that's poshut. Right, so here, you find, on the one hand, it's Zman Matan Torah Seinu, because Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. But on the other hand, it's Yom of Kabbalah HaTorah. What's the significance of Kabbalah HaTorah? When Klai Yisrael said Nasev and Nishma, it was like a Shidduch. It was like a Shidduch, and the Pasuk Taka says in Shei Hashirim, Senor Renu B'nai Zion, in Kapitel Gimel Pasuk Yudalef, the Melech Shlomo be'itcher she'ot ba'atara she'itcher imoy b'yoyim chasunosoy u'v'yoyim simchas liboy. Famous words in She'ashirim, which they say is referring to Kabbalah Satoyo. Right, the Matan Torah was like a chuppah, was like a kedushin, mekadesh amoy Yisrael aydei chuppah v'kedushin. To understand this better, let us analyze. You have a boy and girl, chosen and kala, and the chosen proposes to the kala, "Would you marry me?" And she says yes. Who's doing a bigger favor with who? Who gets the bigger yashar koyach? Is it the chosen for proposing? And he's undertaking the ksuba, he undertakes to support her and to sustain her and pay all her bills. So, give him a pat on the back, yashar koyach, for proposing. Or does she get the yashar koyach for saying yes? Like, I know it's all relative, depends who and where and what, but on a general sense, marriage, how do you view marriage? Okay, they both agree. He's proposing as well. But who gets the bigger yashar koyach? So Bezril Taube in a Sefer Pirkei Machshava says that she gets the bigger yashar koyach. Why? Why does she get the bigger yashar koyach for saying yes? Because the pasuk says, "V'yom Hashem Elokim le'toy v'yos adam levado." It's not good for a person to be without a wife. Le'toy is in a matzav of le'toy. A person should be married. So now let's come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. The pasuk says the famous words, "Koyam Hashem zechati lo chesen urayach ha'avas kul leisoyach lechtech acharei b'midbar b'eretz leizura." Says the Radak, Shporch remembers chesed nerayach, ha'avas kluloisayach, he said kluloisayach is a lashon of a kala. Kla Yisrael are compared to a kala, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the chosen. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the chosen proposing, "Do you want the Torah?" And we were the ones that said yes. And as you said, who gets a bigger yashar koyach when a chosen proposes to the kala? It's the kala. The kala said yes. Why? Because the kala doesn't have to get married. She doesn't have a mitzvah of puru revu. It's the chosen who has the mitzvah. It's his obligation. She's poshut helping him because he can't do it on his own. So she gets the bigger yashar koyach. So what about over here with Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the chosen. We're the kala. And we said yes. We get the bigger yashar koyach. Why? Because we accepted the Torah. Are we doing a favor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by accepting the Torah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what, he cannot manage without the Klal Yisrael? And the answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Olam Chesed Yibana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be mative with the Bria. And by us saying, yes, we're going to accept the Torah, the world will carry on in existence. We were Mischesed in Koinoi. We did a Chesed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a Karas HaToiv to us for accepting the Torah, and we have a Karas HaToiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the Torah. And it's a Psik Tadir of Kahana, where the Pasuk in She'ashim refers to Klal Yisrael, Yonosi, Tamosi. Tamosi, Besinai, Shenitmu Besinai. We became twins. Zibyanei Oima. Rebyanei says, Al Tikru Tamosi Ela Tu'umosi. We are twins, so to speak, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Loi ani gadol mimena, veloi hi gadola mimeni. Matan Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Klal Yisrael, we became like twins. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "I have so much HaKadosh Satoiv that you accepted the Torah. It's a Kabbalah Satoiv. And we have HaKadosh Satoiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Zaman Matan Torah Zeinu, for giving us the Torah. And we appreciate the Torah." It was one Shavuos night, Shiva Miriam Nassen Svi Zechzar Gavrocha got up to give a shmuz. Imagine, whenever Nassen Svi got up, they packed out based on Medrash. And he got up Shavuos night, and he had a Gemara Kedushin, that was the Masechet Yeshiva we're learning. And he goes through, Yisha Niknes, Kinyin Kesef, Kicha Kicha, Mestay Ephraim, Eved Ivri, Shlichus, and he just goes through talking out the sugyas of Masechtas Kedushin, one sugya after another. That's all he was saying, going through the different sugyas of Masechtas Kedushin. And then he says, "Ah, Ashreinu Matoy Chalkeinu Manoim Garleinu, how fortunate we are that we have the Torah. Let's sit down and learn." And Ibn Nosson Svi said, in different shmuz, he goes, "Bikurim, is Akoras HaTorah, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fruit. He goes, not only do we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Gashmius, we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person has to have Akoras HaTorah for the Ruchnius as well. The fact that we can do mitzvahs, the fact that we have the Torah, we have to feel that Akoras HaTorah, that gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mitzvah of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash was also a mitzvah of HaKadosh HaTorah. Aaron HaKohen was upset, all the Nasiim brought Kabbonis, he didn't bring anything. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Shocho Godom Meshalehem, you'll light the menorah. What was the greatness of the menorah? So the Medrash says, gives a moshul to someone who is blind, and he was traveling with a companion who can see, and whenever they went, the companion showed them where to go and what to do. When they came into the house, the companion said, put on the light, please. So he said, I should put on the light for you. I mean, I'm blind. You're showing me everything. Why do you want me to put on the light in the house? Why should I put on the light switch? So he said, look, I've done so much for you. HaKadosh HaTorah, I don't want you to feel totally always indebted to me. You do something for me as well. So the same thing is, Klai Yisrael were going through the Midbar all the years, and they had the Amud HaEish, that was Lahoyer Lehem, to show them the way. When they came into the house, to the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you put on the light. HaKadosh HaTorah. So the whole mitzvah of Menorah was a mitzvah of HaKadosh HaTorah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Aaron, Shalcha Godol Mishalehem, because your mitzvah is a mitzvah of HaKadosh HaTorah. The menorah represents Chochmas HaTorah, the wisdom of the Torah. It says if somebody wants to become a Talmid Chacham Yadrim, he should face, have a mind towards the menorah. The menorah represented the aur, the light of the Torah, the wisdom of the Torah, the Chochmas HaTorah. And Torah is all about HaKadosh HaTorah, and that was the menorah. Furthermore, another connection of Shavuos to HaKadosh HaTorah is Megillas Rus. Megillas Rus, Rus HaMoivia. Right, Rus came from Moav. Moav wasn't allowed to enter into Klal Yisrael. Why? Al-Dvar, Shalekid Meskim, Alechim, Amayim. They didn't have HaKadosh HaTorah. HaKadosh Baruch Avram Avinu took care of Lot, right? And the descendants of Lot is Ammon and Moav. And Moav, where's your HaKadosh HaTorah? Klal Yisrael are traveling in the desert. You don't come and offer them a bit of bread and water. Look what Avram did for your ancestor. Where's your HaKadosh HaTorah? Therefore, they cannot enter Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yelopian says it wasn't a punishment. It's just the fact that the DNA of a Yid, the very fiber of a Yid, is HaKadosh HaTorah. Got the Torah because that's who we are, HaKadosh HaTorah. Otherwise, we wouldn't have gotten the Torah. Ani Hashem Lekechem Ashasichem Etzraim. We have that Amun in HaKadosh Baruch Hu based on HaKadosh HaTorah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem does so much for us. It's our DNA. And therefore, Ammon and Moav, who in their DNA, they don't have that HaKadosh HaTorah, that middah of being gratitude, of being grateful to other people, they cannot enter Klal Yisrael. Whereas Rus, she didn't leave Nomi. She went with Nomi. I'm part of your family. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that you lost everything now. I'm still with you. I'm not going to leave you. She had that middah of being grateful for family members. So therefore, she rectified. She changed her DNA. She rectified that chet so she could enter. She could enter Klal Yisrael. And Atzloch and Torah comes through HaKadosh HaTorah. There was a Rav in Australia. His name was Rav Chaim Gutnick. Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Chaim Gutnick, before World War II, was living in London with his mother, who was a Yosem, and Telz Rosh Hashiva was in London collecting, and he wanted to go learn in Telz. The Gutnicks are Lubavitcher Chassidim from home. Sure, you want to go learn in a Litvish Yeshiva? So they sent a telegram to the Friedrich Rebbe, and he said, he wrote back, if they learn Musa, you can go there. And tells they don't learn Musa, but they learn Shurei Das. They don't call it Musa. They call it Shurei Das. You look at the Shmuzim from Telz Rosh Hashivas. It's not called Sichas Musa. It's called Shurei Das. He goes, yeah, they learn Musa. So Chaim Gutnick, as a young boy, left London, and he went to learn in Telz in Europe. World War II broke out. They went to Kovna. In Kovna, he got smicha from the Kovna Rav with a group of Bochum, and he ended up fleeing to Australia. And he was there during the war together with a group of very, very chashuva bachrim. big Talmid Chacham, and one of them was Reb Nosson Vachfeigel, the late Mashkeach of Lakewood, who served as Mashkeach with Reb Baron, with Reb Shneya, and Lehavdil Ben Chaim Lechaim with Reb Makil. He's there for over 50 years, Mashkeach in Lakewood Yeshiva. Chaim Gutnick told me, he says, we were a group of very Choshev Bachrim in Australia during the war. Nothing became of any of those Bachrim. Besides for me, I became a Rav, and he's very articulate, he's a good Baladarshan. And Reb Nosson Vachfeigel. We're the only two that something became of us. From all those Bochum who were Goinim, Tamidi Chachomim, nothing became of them. And he goes, do you know why? Because they left Australia after the war and they didn't have a Koros HaTov to the country that saved them. He goes, I stayed here because I have a Koros HaTov. He goes, Reb Nosson Vachfeigel, the Mashkiach of Lakewood, always felt a Koros HaTov to Australia, and he said, I'm going to do something for Australia. And he did. He was very, very instrumental in starting the Lakewood Kollel in Melbourne. Right? When I was a young boy, he came out with a group of Bochurim to start a yeshiva. A very chashur Bochurim. One of them, at the time was a Bochur, was Dan Yonis and Abraham. The other one was Yossi Lieberman from King's Road, one of the family that sells the Sargon, Yossi Lieberman. He came out. So he came out with a group of chashur Bochurim from Lakewoods to start a yeshiva. She's ready at all. He's a zaken already when he came out. No, a Koros HaTov. So through a Koros HaTov, those two had a Koros HaTov. They were the ones that were matzliach in Torah. Without a Koros HaTov, there's no hatzlocha in Torah. And that's really the Gemara in Shabbos where the Ger came to Hillel and he said, "Teach me the whole Torah. What's the yisoid on one foot? What's the yisoid?" So he said, "Madaloch sani lechavroch leisavet." The rest, kol haTorah kula, is just a pirush. And Rashi says, Reacha, says Rashi, the Rea Avicha, your father, who's your friend, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right. A person who has a Koros HaTov to his friends will have a Koros HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayokam El Chodosh, a new king, Ashelo Yodas Yosef, whether he was a new king or wasn't, Mamish a new king, everybody knew Yosef. Yosef saved Mitzrayim from economic ruins. Wills is a Koros HaTov. A person who has the mid of a Koros HaTov, it goes across the board. Someone who's angry will get angry on lots of things. Like road rage, he'll get angry if his supper's not ready in time. If he has a mid of anger, anything can get him angry. Someone who has a mid of Kofi Tova will go across to friends, will go across to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who has a mid of a Koros HaTov to friends, it goes across to everyone. You know, there's a famous picture of Reb Elia Lapion, already an old man with a white beard, giving milk to a cat. Right? Everybody says, wow, you see, he cared for the animals. There's a whole story behind it. The yeshiva got a cat because they had mice. They didn't even need to look after the cat. They had what to eat. There was mice. But the cat did a good job and it got rid of all the mice. So the yeshiva didn't need the cat anymore. So the bochurim were trying to get rid of the cat. And the belly said, no, you have to have a Koros HaTov to this cat. You have to feed it. I'll show you how to feed the cat. And he went and he got a bowl of milk and a bracha grabbed the camera and they got a picture of a belly bending down as an old man feeding the cat. It was a picture of a Koros HaTov. We all know the mice that we talk about in the kinnis on Tisha B'Av where the Yidden went and they killed Zechariah and Ovi. Right, and the Gemara says, Shalmi and Tainus, right, that on that day they did seven Averis, they killed a Novi, a Koyan, a Dayan, innocent blood on Yom Kippur, the Matama, the Azorah, it was Shabbos, and the Gemara in Gittin, the Afn Zion, which talks about how Nuzavadin came, and the blood was bubbling away, and he killed so many Kabonis, and then there were different people, and children, and Kaihanim, right, until he realized it was the blood of Zechariah and Novi. If you look in Divrei HaYomim, the Pasuk says, V'loi zocha Yoyesh HaMelech. Yoyesh HaMelech didn't remember a chesed asher osa yoyoda aviv imoy ve'yargez benoy. When the Pasuk is describing the terrible thing that they killed Zechariah and Avi, it describes it as Yoyesh didn't remember the chesed that the father of Zechariah and Avi did to Yoyesh. Because Yoyesh was a little boy and he was hidden in the chambers of the Kodesh HaKadoshim for 7 years until he grew up. And who hid him? Who took care of him? Yoyada, the father of Zechariah. And he killed a Novi, a Koyan, Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Metamad, Azorah, seven Averis. But what does he get? What does the pasuk point out? What was his problem? He didn't have a karas hatoyich. If you look at our gedolim, you see how careful they were, right? How sensitive they were when it came to a karas hatoyich. Right, Rabbi Yashiv was recuperating, he had operation, he had surgery, he wasn't even going to family simchas. And when Rabbi Uri Lapiansky, the mayor of Yerushalayim, came to invite him to bar mitzvah, Rabbi Yashiv said he's going. He said, you don't even go to family simchas. Why are you going? Why are you going to that simcha? Right, so he said, look around the room. Right, he goes, everything in this room, the bed is from Yad Sarah, the walker, all the equipment in this room was from Yad Sarah, which was the foundation, like Ezra Keh, that the Uri Lapiansky started in Eretz Yisrael. Because I have a Karas HaTov. A Karas HaTov demands, I don't go to family simchas, but I have to go to other simchas. There's a Yid in Yishlaim, a Yid, name was Reb Leibush. Very, very kind-hearted fellow. Unfortunately, his son had a certain heart condition, was very unwell, had to go to New York for treatments. So he traveled with his son, 9-year-old boy, and they were there in hospital. And after some time, this Reb Leibush, the father, also began to feel not well, and after a few days and batteries of tests, they realized that he has the same condition that his son has, and he also needs treatment. And he's in the same hospital, a few floors below his son. And one day a Yid, a recent Baal Tshuva doctor, is going around on the wards, and he sees Shlaima Yid in hospital. How are you? Looks over his notes. What can he do for him? And he says, tells him, give this advice, do this, take this. He goes, do you need anything else? He says, yeah. He goes, my son, I have a 9-year-old boy, a few floors up. He's also not well. He has the same thing. Maybe go read his notes, see what you can do for him as well. The doctor, recent Baal Tshuva, couldn't understand this. What? You come from overseas, and your son's not well, and you're not well. He took the notes, he threw it on the bed. Why is God doing all this? This Reb Leibush jumped up. Sides of all the tubes in his head just jumped up. He goes, come here. Because I want to tell you something. He goes, yesterday the doctor came to give the prognosis for my son. And I went a few floors up to be there with him to explain to my son. And when he finished giving the prognosis, my son asked me, ask the doctor, am I going to live another 3 months? So I asked the doctor, my son wants to know, will he live another 3 months? And the doctor said, yes, of course, even longer. So I told my son, yes, the doctor said, of course you'll live another 3 months. And my son turned around and he said, Baruch Hashem. So he turned around to the doctor and said, I don't know why it's happening. I don't know why I'm ill, why is my son ill. But that Baruch Hashem, the way my son just screamed out, Baruch Hashem, that meant everything to me. Because Baruch Hashem, we have a Karas HaTov. Karas HaTov for everything. There was a Talmud, the Meir, wasn't doing well. Called Rav Nosson Svi, he wanted Chizuk. So he calls Rav Nosson Svi, Rav Nosson Svi picks up the phone. So he says, how's the Rosh Hashiva? So he says, Myridik. Can you imagine Rav Nosson Svi? Myridik. So the Bacha says, how could the Rosh Hashiva say Myridik when you're not well and the Yeshiva has so many debts? How could you say Meiridik? So Reb Nosson Svi says, because more than Hashem, more than I love myself, Hashem loves me. Hashem loves me more than I love myself. That's what he said. You think about what we say in Meiriv. Avas oilem beis yisol amcha after. HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us more than we love ourselves. And therefore, Torah and mitzvahs, chukum and mishpatim, my son elamadu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah. Akein, Shavuos, as we said, was the day of Akaras HaTov. We're twins. It's Kabbalas and Matan Torah. We said yes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's proposal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Akaras HaTov to us. We have Akaras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And because He loves us, He gave us the Torah. And because He gave us the Torah, our Cain, therefore, Nesiach B'chukecha V'nismach B'divrei Zarezecha. It's a day of Akaras HaTov, appreciating everything that we have. Thank you, Yom Tov. Where's the other person?